This is the 13th of February, 1995, and I'm Valentina Bold. I'm about to go and talk with a group of people at the Glenwood Lodge in Castlemilk about their experiences of going to the cinema in the 1930s.
No, as I say, I really appreciated you letting me come to talk to you the other time, because I find it really interesting, the things you were saying about the cinema.
I believe
anything. So, but there was a couple of things that we didn't get a chance to talk about, so that's why I was coming back to pick up a few things that you said. And I mean, just before we start talking about cinema again, one thing I forgot to ask was when you stopped working, because I was interested the year that you stopped working, how long you've been retired, or...
well, tell me this, when did you start?
All right.
Well, I've been retired since I was 65, and I'm now 71.
Right. What about yourself, Sarah? When did you stop working?
A long time.
Right.
One of the good days anyway, dear.
Because I remember you said you were in the Land Army.
Yes, I was, dear. Yeah. And I love my work too.
I mean, it was, as I say, I thought it was interesting, the different sort of work people had done, because it's
like... Well, plenty of work about then.
Aye.
Dummy Dunn tells me that he was a long-distance driver. Dummy Dunn for a long time.
Aye. Are you telling me? When did you stop working, Tommy?
It must have been 5 years ago.
About five years? Right.
And you were getting tired.
I'll bet you were. And was it lorries that you drove? Was it lorries that you drove, or?
Actually, he's the same job with me. I was a driver, you know.
Oh, right.
Long distance, aye. Coaches, buses.
Ah.
Heavy lorries.
Driven horses. Private cars, lorries, anything at all.
Really? Did you work on the farms or something then when you started?
I didn't work on any.
What was the first job you did? You said you drove horses as well.
It means when I left school.
Aye. Yeah, when you left school.
When I left school? I left school that would be 1914, 1916, something like that, before your time.
Quite a bit before my time. It's amazing to hear you talk about that far back for me, because it's...
I was driving a horse at that time. It was only a short years. Had the money for longing.
How much were you earning there, just out of interest? How much did you earn in that first job?
Oh, just between £1 or £30.
Right. It must have seemed like a lot then, mind. It's a long time ago.
The money seemed to go a lot further then, somehow. Things were a lot cheaper, you know?
Yeah.
And at that time, the majority, it was horse-drawn traffic, there was very few cars, and they were all driven by women.
Really?
Because...
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Because the men were out front.
Of course.
One of the first ones to engage the woman driver was Cooper. I don't know whether there's some...
Cooper's tea. Tommy, that Cooper's tea.
Aye, Cooper's there.
Aye. That's right, I still want to go then.
They were the first to start.
I had 5 years with him.
Cooper's the first to start woman driving.
Howard Street.
Now the corporation started them when the cars. They come on and get off business.
Right.
The chili dogs. So call them.
That brings us back to the cinema again, doesn't it? When you're talking about the Julie Jar.
That's a slang name for car. Cars, as we call them, you know.
Is that right?
Julie Jar's cars. Maybe you understand.
I get that. That's amazing. Can I ask you, Sarah, as well? Because when was it that you stopped working?
Was that long? Was that? I forget.
I think when was when did you start working?
Eh?
You meant to say when did you start working?
Well, I know you did quite a few different jobs from what you were saying the last time.
I worked in the Rolls Royce.
Did you work in Rolls Royce, aye?
I thought the shadow factory.
Right. Was that during the war as well, or? Because I know that you've gone.
It was during the war, I worked in Thornybank.
Aye.
Good.
And because you were saying you'd worked in the Bakers as well?
Aye, I worked in the Bakers for a wee while and all.
Aye. So were you working right through really till.
What did you?
Did you work right up till. You were retiring then?
Aye.
Yeah. Then? Okay. And then Tony, what about yourself?
When I was working, there were plenty of shipyards back then. In government, there was Hammonds.
Hammonds. That's right.
Well, Hammonds is in government. The Thunder Man Road.
Steve.
Hammonds, Fairfield, and Stevens was in Lighthouse. Well, the Thunder Man Government Road.
Right.
Well, Hammonds was the first to shut up altogether. And then I heard that Stevens. Shipyard in Lindhurst, just after Govan Cross, wasn't it?
I know
it. That shop, I only left Fairfield. Mm-hmm. And then Fairfield was called at the British Shipbuilding, and the government did it over. Cut down in labour and everything, tradesmen and everything. And now Fairfield is still there. But it's a Swedish firm that's taken it over.
Right. So it's all changed a lot since
you were there. It's all changed. Well, at that time, people could go into shipyards. A certain time, any trade at all, plumber. No, a yard plumber is different to a house plumber. Mm. Plumbers, joiners, engineering. Well, they were all tradesmen then.
Right.
They got in start at the time when they were 16. When they were 21, they got the journeyman papers. And then you are now.
So was that you in there right up to, when you retired, right up to
65? Aye. No, in the shipyards, at that time. They came at 2:30 on a Friday, and we were short of work. 2:30, you finished up that Friday night, you went to get a large pay, and the books over out the office. You had 2 hours notice. Mm-hmm. What about you?
Well,
at that time, you could leave one yard and go to another yard.
Mm-hmm.
What would you do to get? Because one was slack, one was busy, you know.
Mm-hmm. I see.
At one time, you couldn't get in the Clyde in the river steamer. The noise of the river main was deafening. Now you can't hear a thing because it's all done with machinery. But that time it was done with hand. The river was busy all the time with boats, all descriptions, boats all over the world, India, North as well. There was a crane there, Tom will tell you, it's still there, and they could lift an engine onto the boat. Boat came up to the finish and they lifted the engine on. It belonged to the Indian Railway. The firm, NB Locomotive, I think, owned it in Springburn. They built the engines and they were loaded on a Pickford's, taken down to the dock, and they were lifted with a crane on the boat and it was taken away there. You never see that now. Mm.
It's amazing hearing you describe it because it is so different to, mm-hmm. as you say, what it's like now. It really is.
Tommy Dunn says, that crane's still there. It's a landmark. It's no left end now. The finishing crane gone.
It's rusting. It's rusting now. Yeah.
No, they're looking at it, they're painting it all the time, but it's no left end. Mm. They reckon it's a landmark.
Yeah. These things are becoming something that no one has experience of, like you know, you're saying yourself. One thing that I brought along, actually, which kind of ties in with that, that I thought you might be interested in, was a couple of books of films of the 30s, which I thought you might like to have a look at. So I don't know how to go about this because there's five of us and I've only got the two books, but maybe I'll pass one to you. And
yeah.
I thought you might like to see these.
Stars and Films from 1938.
Well, he was a good actor.
Yes, who's that?
Norma Shearer.
Charlie Boyer.
Yeah.
Charles.
And Morton.
Because there were a lot of the stars that you mentioned last time that we didn't really have a chance to talk about in great depth, you know. And I was thinking of you, Nancy, the other night.
Yeah, once I was dead and there was some of them.
Aye.
Did you?
Aye.
Robert Donat.
Always good.
What was it you liked about him?
I don't know, his films was good.
Yeah, was too.
He's a fine looking man as well, isn't he?
He was only seen in one film during 1937, Night Without Armour, in which he co-starred with Marlene Dietrich.
Did you
like Marlene Dietrich?
Clark Gable was good. I liked him.
Marlon Ducktack, they call her.
Robert Taylor.
Never heard of him.
50 Bob Taylor in Glasgow.
Oh, you must have heard of Robert Taylor.
Nancy, you've got 50 Bob Taylors in Glasgow.
Years ago.
I never said when, I only said I had that.
Tommy really liked Gene Kelly.
Oh, he's a lovely dancer.
Didn't you, Tommy, you think he was a good dancer with his feet?
I'm Fred Astaire too.
I was going to ask if you like Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers as well.
Yes. What?
Did you like Fred Astaire as well? Or?
Good dancer.
Fred Astaire?
I think he was a dancer. Did you like Fred Astaire?
Oh, Fred Astaire was really bad. And then we had one film with like a Jack Buchanan.
Aye, he was good.
He was a man, the idol.
Charles Lord.
He did, you know.
Yes, Freddy there, the ginger.
Did you like Astaire and Rogers yourself,
Sarah?
No, I was saying, did you like Astaire and Rogers with they?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. They're good.
Yes.
The kids used to do the tap dancing in the back of the washing house.
Really?
Was that
you trying to be like them then?
Okay.
You're
a copy. I'll tell you when the tune played enough fiddle.
Rita Young.
No, 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 they book
something. No. Rita Young. I've not seen them, I've got a lot of fun books
in the. Did you like, because I was thinking, Top Hat was on the TV quite recently, did you like?
Ginger Rogers.
Yeah.
Fred Astaire.
Oh, I don't know what's this thing.
Yeah, I don't
know. Yeah. Ginger.
Aye.
The only thing I didn't like about Fred Astaire, he made his stick too much. He always had a walking stick.
He wasn't leaving him nothing, Fred Astaire.
Gene Kelly never used a stick.
Did you think Gene Kelly was a better dancer than Fred Astaire?
What?
Did you think Gene Kelly was a better dancer than Fred Astaire?
I would say so. Yeah. It was too much fancy work in Fred Astaire's with walking stick.
He was Tyrone.
Who's this?
Tyrone. Ted Pooh.
You want you? Fancy Tim, mate? Aye.
Putting
on your top.
Nothing
to them
about you.
No.
Betty
Davis.
Oh, she's good. She always did bad parts, didn't she?
Did you like her films then?
Aye, sometimes they're better. I like James Cagney best.
I liked him, I thought he was a great actor. Tough guy. But does he win? I think he win a voice. Kaggy always said that. What? What, I tell you. This is interesting. Never the beers, though. Who was the Yankee Doodle Dandy, I think. I am a Yankee Doodle Dandy. Do you think that was a great actor? He came off his career, you know, in Song and Dance, man. He developed some of your films.
I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy.
He became a hard man, you know.
Aye. Do you think he was a good dancer?
Oh, he was a good dancer, no doubt about that. Even in one of his latest films, Yankee Doodle Dandy.
Aye.
He was really superb in that.
Marla
Shelton.
Aye.
Marla
Shelton.
Aye,
my Yankee Doodle Dandy. Joanne Bennett.
And Kelly.
Where's Kyle Lundberg?
Maybe. I mean, Tommy. What did you think of James Cagney as a dancer?
He's pretty good, Cagney, but the only thought I could find him, he held himself very stiff.
Oh, there's my hero.
Who's your hero, Nancy?
He's never bent his legs, but he kept straight all the time.
Nancy, I'm not this one
there. There's my hero, Spencer Tracy.
Well, what was it about Spencer Tracy that...
I don't know, he's a good actor.
I never seen him.
Were there any of his films you think were his best, sir?
I'm just going to forget him,
I think San Francisco was the best one he was in. Did you see San Francisco?
Aye, it was good, wasn't it?
Can you tell me about it? What was it about?
Earthquakes.
That game on.
Aye, I know the one you mean then when you see that.
That game on Spencer Tracy. It was...
Gene Arthur.
You saw the buildings coming down and
it was well lighted,
ground
wasn't it?
Home and up. I don't know how they made that picture at all.
It was marvellous how they made it. Well, who's she was alive? Gene what?
Gene Hamill.
Vivian Leach. I mean, you mentioned a number of stars. I mean, I took a note of some of them. I mean, another one was
there, my hero, Frederick Humphrey
Bogart and Pat O'Brien.
Oh, Bogie,
aye. Casablanca.
Aye.
Pat O'Brien went back to a lot of time with Cagney.
Casablanca,
Humphrey
Bogart.
Eh?
Casablanca.
Because that's right,
when
they were
in
quite a few
films
together, weren't they?
Aye. Like, Jimmy Cagney, Pat O'Brien and Frank McHugh, Margaret Lindsay. Yeah,
how's that? I mean, when you were talking, it seemed like a lot of the stars you were talking about, I mean, they weren't necessarily the big stars, but there seemed to be a lot of really good actors that were
getting big stars at the time. You see most of them are just getting by.
They were good too, weren't they?
Yeah.
They were good.
What about Edward G. Robinson? Do you like him?
He's another wee gangster man. That's me, Edward G. Yeah, what do you say? Mm-hmm. Oh, but what actor got over there? Oh, Pat O'Brien. We had to do with Cagney.
Don't know what she
did. Oh, did Brian Spencer Tracy.
Well, there's old John Forby.
See that film with Tracy and Boys Town?
Boys Town.
Who? O'Brien?
O'Brien.
Ah, that's right.
I was coming up West Nelsie once. I was on the bus. And I saw this woman. Walking up, and I said, it's very late, Eleanor Powell. And I got up to the top of the seat. Her name was up in the build in the Empire. She was in the Empire. I didn't know, of course, before that. I knew her in the seat. Mm-hmm. You're a marvellous dancer, I think. But in the stage, so fitted for her dancing. And she held the hall for the full time. I think it's been about 2 hours. That they get a hold of. I don't know how the other time I had to play one room, one engagement. You don't hold it, you don't get it all night, but she did. You get 2 or 3 acts for the time, but she did it herself. Fantastic dancer. She did too.
It's amazing. She must have had so much energy to
as you say, fill a whole night with.
She was a fantastic dancer. She was both in the film and in real life. I'll make a picture in there.
That's very likely.
You're talking there about Edward G.
Aye.
I met him in New York in the Hollywood canteen, 42, 43. And Carol Lombard also met her there as well.
Wow.
And then ate for the forces later.
Right.
I was in the National Navy at that time.
Well, not a lot of great dancers in America. It's a Ruby Killer. There were a gangster hunting Al Johnson because he wouldn't leave Ruby Killer alone. And then this Al Capone chased him. These are things you don't hear about.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
How did you find out about this sort of stuff? Was it in the...
Read it back forward. If you did the... catch in the paper. I'm always reading.
Did you read any of the movie magazines? Things like Picture Go or Film Weekly or...
Well, I used to... Picture Go I used to get.
Aye. Did you... I think I was interested about it was, did you ever pass it on to anyone else? Because... Or did you keep them to yourself?
I just kept myself.
Aye. Just because I was talking to someone else that said they used to get them off someone and I wonder.
Well, that's the late Barbara Stanley.
I don't know.
It's because they're coloured.
I mean, that's amazing when you're talking about seeing the stars and meeting the stars.
Who did you see, Pat, it was you met?
Michelle's boy, I've got that on the TV.
Edward G.
Edward G. Oh, I like.
What was he like?
Was he?
Well, he's good. He's no smaller than he looks at him, but 5'10".
Is he?
Aye, I was very surprised when I met him, looking up at him.
You think of him as being...
Aye, he gave you that impression on the films that he's small, but he's not.
He's sort of stocky, isn't he?
Oh, he's stocky, aye.
Cheers, boy.
The great lover from France.
I mean, I was also wanting to ask you a bit more, not just about the stars and the movies, but some of the picture houses that you mentioned, because I mean, there were a lot that came up. I mean, you were talking about the cinemas in Govan, Tommy.
Aye. Well, I'll do. Every area had 3 or 4 cinemas. In Govan alone, there was a Plaza, the Lyceum, and the Vogue. The Vogue was the last one they built. They were 3 in Govan.
What were they like? I mean, what was, say, the Plaza like inside? Was it?
It was quite comfortable inside. It was a good cinema.
Aye.
When I stayed in Partick, that's the West End, and 7 cinemas in the area. And all within a stone's throw of each other, you know. It was if you take walk miles to get to them, between them. Around the corner, you get into the Western, up the stairing up to the Grosvenor. And the Hill Head was now another street away. Oh, Head Salon, they called it that. That was kind of up noise, you know.
Is that right?
That's right, that was a. You went there, you're somebody. Like every area, you had to go on your sweat shoes.
Right? Because that's interesting. That's the one that's just closed down, isn't it? The one in Hillhead.
Oh, there's 2 in Hillhead, but the governor was in Hill and Byers Road.
Right.
And Hillhead was in Binnicombe Street.
Yeah. Because it's, I mean, I've been inside that and it was very fancy.
Well, it's years and years ago since I've been there. I'm not staying in that area, you know.
Because
don't remember this. And then on Street, they got the first film for Hollywood. Coliseum. A couple of steps along with the Bedford. Mm-hmm. Next door to each other. And they're all back to
the zoo, talking pictures.
Actually, the Colosseum in Bedford.
Colosseum, I'm right. Sure.
Well, what was the Colosseum like as a cinema? Was it a fancy one or was it?
It was a variety theatre, the only description I could give.
So they had
everything in it. Ching Ling Su used to come to it. You never heard of him. He toured China. He never spoke. And the lady came to Aberdeen, and if they'd known that he was there, if they'd known he wasn't a Chinaman, they'd have killed him. because there was nobody allowed any China at that time. You know, they've built a great wall in China. Now it's built to keep other people out.
Right.
But at that time, but now they can get in. They're more civilised now, because at that time they couldn't.
You're going to wait back now.
Well, Chen Lingsu was touring China as a Chinaman. And if we'd known he didn't have a donut, he'd had it.
That's amazing. Because, I mean, were there other cinemas like that, that were variety as well, or was it just the Coliseum?
There used to be one in Partick called the Standard.
Right.
And Friday and Saturday night had variety turns. Stopped us at the showings and then you got 10 minutes and somebody up the stage singing and dancing or whatever.
See. Oh, Marriott, right.
Yeah. And it cost you fortunes.
Whenabouts was that? I mean, did that go on quite long or was it?
Just a part of course, there don't be no part of course.
Not that familiar.
Right. Well, Standard was on the right-hand side of Partick Cross and the Western, and they called that the ranch because it was always showing cowboys, you know.
Right.
And then up the road was the Grubner and the Hillhead.
Right.
And further down was the Rosevale, and then the Tivoli. And another wee one in Vine Street, the Partick Cinema they called it.
Right.
So that was the seven of them.
Was there any, because I mean, you're saying the one in Hillhead was the sort of
upmarket, right enough.
Was there any that were, you know, I mean, I've heard about some that were known as sort of flea pits. I mean, were there Standard
or flea pit?
Standard, right.
Four in one seat.
Right.
Three didn't get a chanty pet to get trusted in.
I like that. I mean, what about yourself, Tommy? I mean, where you were, where were the main cinemas that you went to when you were growing up? Were there?
What
were the main cinemas round about where you were?
Oh, because there's many cinemas. The Last Gala, the Picture House, the ABC. God, there's couldn't count them.
Did you live quite near the centre of town then?
I said, you don't know what's the road, what university are you in?
Right, at Glasgow. I know Bussell Road.
Hmm?
I know Bussell Road, did you say?
Aye.
Aye.
The story is there.
Right.
So you know the story.
Aye.
I just stayed facing it.
I see.
Quite civilised otherwise.
Actually, I talked to someone who used to work in the Astoria a while mm-hmm. back. It was a projectionist there. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, he was saying it was quite a small cinema. Is that right? Was it quite a wee one? Or?
A wee what?
Was it quite a small cinema, the Astoria?
No, I wouldn't say so. I would say it was quite big.
Right.
It was built on the grounds, so there used to be a brewery there years ago.
Oh, I see.
The Great Canal Brewery.
Right.
They built the Astoria on the ground. I think it's a fair size, a bingo hall there.
Right, right.
Incidentally, going back to Chen Lingsu, I was going to tell you,
how you were saying,
yeah. Okay. His favourite thing was the catching a bullet in his teeth. And the attendant that fired the gun made a mistake and killed him. There was one time he didn't catch it.
You've had it.
Yeah.
But always to prove that he had the bullet in his mouth, he spat it out. And that's that one time.
That's amazing, isn't it? I mean, a dangerous act, that.
Just wanted to
tell you
the trick,
didn't
he? Right. Yeah. Singing and Sue.
Mm-hmm. That's true. He probably did after doing that a few times, I think. I mean, I was wanting to ask the same question of you, Sarah, yeah. I mean, about the cinemas. Because you were talking about the cinemas like Rutherglen Way and the Odeon and that. I mean, what were they like?
My friend said, no, I don't want to wait for pictures, me and my car. sat went to the balcony. She come up and she said, you come to the picture. I said, yes, the doctor's come. We sat went to watch up to it.
How often did you go then, really?
Yeah, often. Yeah, man, she died now. She died now.
Yeah, it sounds like from what you were saying, you were
going to... I don't want to come back to the State Picture House, right?
What was that like?
We were inside. You know where the State Camorra Drive is? It's around here. That's my sister's house. I want to go up there.
Right.
I mean, for her.
Did you go mainly in the evenings, or did you ever go during the day? Or?
I went every time.
Right.
I just stay in the house. Then we used to go to the carnival in the night, so even the ants would say, I mean, man, oh my clothes.
Because I was going to ask you a bit more about, you know, other things that you did, like you were talking about going to the dancing, and was that...
We danced over the hall.
Quite a proud name at that time for dancers.
They can't dance now anywhere, they used to do.
That's
they can't.
Quite a good
name
at that
time. No, and they can't even sing now.
Oh, well, that's a matter of opinion.
Well, I think
you're
just singing after dinner.
Because one of the places that we mentioned was that the Green's Playhouse. Oh, I know.
Well,
that was the dance hall as well, wasn't it?
What
are
they doing
there?
The Playhouse, really?
Is that anyway? Oh, you
went up your buying a
looking at.
Was that in the cinema bit?
Why?
Really? I never knew that.
Tommy, have you heard of the actor Robert Flaherty?
Flaherty?
No, I don't think so.
No. Really? Is that not the man that made the films, didn't he? He made that film about Men of Arran. I think he was a filmmaker, he wasn't an actor.
Maybe a wee bar in here. Probably wouldn't be an actor, maybe he's a director.
That's it, yeah.
One people would say a wee bit here about Flaherty.
I think he was a director. I mean, did you think that the films were made well then? I mean, did you...
Because
the actors were obviously good, you know.
The modern films are very clear, a lot better, no doubt about that. But the films at that particular time were made very, very well. Realistic, you know.
Aye.
What have you seen that man here? Went back happening, you know. It was everyone getting kidding. Came across here, but I read the whole sentence. We were very fortunate in persuading H.G. Wells to write Things to Come for the screen, the world. 100 years hence, we engaged great directors like Rena Clare, Robert Flaherty, who was a director. Well, I came across Robert Flaherty, but that's a genius. H.G. Wells book, Things to Come, on the screen, and the world's 100 years hence was. We engaged great directors like Rena Clare and Robert Flaherty.
Mm-hmm. I've just noticed that coming from the tea there. I don't know if anyone else is gasping there.
Well,
thanks a lot.
I've got enough cup of tea here, that's the thing.
Aye.
Mm-hmm. We put on a film last week with John Wayne, you know the film... Maureen O'Hara.
The Quiet Man.
We were watching that last week. How it was made. It was John Wayne's children. It was in the film.
Patrick Wayne. We're hearing all about the director as well. Tommy, can you use that? Can you use this cup?
I don't think so.
Get the big one for you.
He's good, John Wayne, isn't he?
Oh, yes. I like that.
Because they were showing Stagecoach the other night. Aye.
That was one of his first films.
Aye.
Stagecoach.
Actually, was it Stagecoach? Which one was it funded? The Quiet Man, one of the films that he made funded The Quiet Man.
Aye. Is that right? Yeah.
He picked up a bag one and
Peter McLaughlin,
aye. Is that the
Wayne
Island?
Aye.
Aye.
It was a lot of it made in Hollywood as well.
Right.
Sarah, are you sugar?
No, just
well, it's partly made in Scotland, in the Highlands.
Marion McRow.
I was going to ask yourself as well about the
casino. That's in the town head.
Right. What was that like?
The bug house.
The bug house.
didn't come out alive.
Right.
Marion used to come with famous.
For all bug houses in the day.
didn't come out alive.
Oh,
dear. He scratched.
Aye. Is that right? Were there other ones apart from that, or was that?
Oh, the grafting down in Parliamentary Road.
Right.
You mind the grafting?
Aye. On the main road.
Aye. And there's one at Dunbarton Cross.
They
called
the Olympia.
Aye, that's right.
What was the Olympia like? Was that?
Well, the inside, yes. The Olympia? Yes.
And the grafting, what was that like? Was it?
Really bad.
I mean, did you go mainly to the pictures with friends, or did you ever go when you were a child? Did you ever go with your parents? Or?
Oh no, we used to go ourselves.
Right.
Sweet.
Oh, yeah.
Is it?
For the bottles to sell it, and get a deposit back, and money for the pictures. Right, that sticks are still around the door.
I remember you said that, you know. You must have been a keen fan to do that. You must have been keen in the pictures too.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Talk to the basket.
And one of the and... Who wants can I take? Well, but one of the states that Valley is Gator.
Yeah.
And, my Valley is just a city. We just say, oh, this one that does, which is me up Valley. It's up to the balcony.
Is it, I mean, I reckon as well, you were saying that your mother was very keen in the pictures.
Where's the man there?
Oh,
aye. Tell me. There's a photo in here. There's a young man there. George Raft.
George Raft. Oh, aye.
He's another guy who started off dancing. He came here, Raft. He got up a plane from London.
In fact, he made a film called The Ballet.
Wouldn't you allow that into that episode?
Oh.
Good example. Yeah.
What fun.
How did buy it?
Because it belonged to the mafia.
The mafia.
That was fine. Yeah. We came to London, to Hollywood, came to London, decked up a plane, did not move through the barrier, and we said, you're not allowed in this country on that plane. I just seen a photo on there, and I mean, get up. And that was the reason why nobody in Britain knew about it. The reason why we never in the country had something to do with the Italian crowd, the mafia. So that. So they went to the woods here.
Mm-hmm.
They heard something, and the police came here and went to trouble with.
Mm-hmm. He was always tossing a coin.
Mm-hmm. I tossed a coin, the gangster.
No, he tossed
a coin.
But just to you, and just now, he was a dancer as well. I never knew that George Raft could dance. Was he?
Yeah, but a lot of people went to work with the dancers. They could dance, they could sing, and they could act. So they made a film called The Bolero. That's what he done in that whole film.
Oh, The Bolero.
It was a dance sequence. You've seen it. I've seen a photo there. I said, oh, I don't know, remember that guy, George Raft.
The man who used to always play was Wallace Beery.
Oh, I liked him. Wallace Beery. He ended up penniless.
Who didn't?
I don't know, I never heard of that.
In a room itself. Well, you've seen as well, Wallace, can you see the one that was good? You mentioned as well, we're talking about some of the English ones like Gracie Fields and Anna Neagle.
Oh,
nice.
She's
getting
Lancashire.
She's
got
an abortion. I'm not going to think about a man. But come on.
Gracie Fields?
Aye. Francis Drake.
Were there any of the stars that you didn't like? I mean, was there anyone that you just couldn't take to?
No, man, there was some
stars. No, I liked them all.
And I'm going to say them, and Tommy Dunnell will tell you no. He's one of the greatest voices in the world.
Who?
Richard Tauber.
My heart's delight. Oh, he's
always singing. You see Jack
Buchanan? Oh,
he's good.
Dancing man as well.
We just come across Jack Buchanan that you were talking about.
Jack Buchanan.
He's long glasses. He's a man. He always played the Alhambra, I think.
That's right, Tommy.
I mean, he could be Glasgow, Tommy. I brought up in Glasgow, eh? You
look like bank.
I was wondering if that was Jean Harlow. I can just see a bit of her.
She's good.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Jean Harlow, as China Doll with Wallace Beery. China Seas. Do you like Jean Harlow?
I like that. Up here. Eh?
We're going to have a dog in the upper name. Wallace Beery played at the party of a man called James McCardle.
James what?
James McCardle. Yeah. So Wallace Beery played the part in James McCardle. Why? I must have been a story about some man in there. His name was McCardle. Mm.
You
know
somebody in here called McCardle.
You were saying, Nancy, that you didn't like Jean Harlow very much. Why was that?
I don't know.
Was it the sort of parts she did, or was it?
Yeah, I just didn't
know. Because I mean, I've heard some other folks say that they didn't take to her.
There's a lot of people here, you're just coming through that. There were great actresses, and there were great actors, and I've forgotten about it. There's one there, Mel Robin.
Oh, aye, she was good.
Oh, I mean, you never hear of them at all.
Oh, was she in again?
What did you see them? I was all of them. Another one here. Julia Hayden. She was a full actress.
I've heard that name.
Janet Gaynor.
Oh, aye. She was good.
I wish I had some
of these
books.
Bing Crosby.
He's in the finish up bag lot.
I've had a band.
Well, who was Ben Crosby?
That's his Crosby.
I'm talking about.
My name
would
be Mrs. Crosby.
Before you came across my name.
It's like, who's Sonic? What did you do?
Oh, you're cheating.
Mrs. Crosby.
You're awfully funny.
No, that's Ben Crosby's wife.
Right? Dixie Lee.
Real wife.
Dixie Lee.
Dixie
Lee.
Who?
Dixie Lee.
That's who Ben Crosby's wife was, Dixie Lee.
She's lovely,
isn't she? Yeah, she is. Dixie Lee. I didn't know about that. I've seen the name. She said, it's his wife, someone's got him, Dixie Lee.
His life was on the television last year.
It was Father Christmas, his wife. Yeah.
Mrs. Christmas.
Oh, Mrs. Christmas.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Andy. Peter Laurie.
What a Laurie.
He was good.
Otto Kruger. Nancy, I knew his cousin. Peter Laurie. What a Laurie.
Too fast for me, I'm not. Peter Laurie.
The same pronunciation, but different spell. Motor Lorry and Peter Lorry. One's an I, he's another one's a Y.
Was the one on the Spencer Tracy you live in? We mentioned as well, talked about some of the comedy folk, like the Marx Brothers and
Larry Stitches.
Well,
Roland
Hardy
were the tops. Oh, I love Roland
Hardy. They
were the tops.
I do, do, do. I do, do, do. My name is Kilton.
That's right.
Roy Scotland, that was a film I made.
My son's collected every one of your Roland Hardys.
I know. Come back years ago. There were two in the stage. One was a comic, one was a feed man. The feed man's a guy that answered questions. They're partners, man. Mm-hmm. And one gave the answer. They had to have a feed man. The two of them were on the stage.
I think Stan
Laurel
actually
brought
the glass here
because
his father owned the
Metropole, so where's he? Well, I didn't remember that. Stan Laurel was born in London.
London?
He was born in London, Stan Laurel.
Well, I'm one of the only statistics.
Yeah.
I don't know what your knowledge is.
Stan Laurel was born in London.
I've heard that before, though, that his father had that.
That was fair, didn't you know,
mate? You're too subtle.
Turned up a scandal here, I think. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned as well the news, the Pathy News, and... Was that something that you enjoyed?
I used to like the news, aye. Yeah. Well, your daughter was from the Rich Brothers. The Wayne's one in the Marx Brothers. Groucho. Groucho Marx.
Oh,
they were Italian, they boys. Well, they're the three there. The Marx Brothers.
Groucho had a moustache.
Aye, Groucho was the Groucho was the lead one.
Some of these ones I've never heard of, Gordon Harker, and Eddie Cantor. He's English, right? Eddie Cantor, he was good. I think there's one of his films on today, actually. Can you see that? Well, like, you know how they put them on about two in the morning or something? I think there's an Eddie Cantor film on tonight. What name is that film?
Whoopee! That's it. His eyes used to go. Ten past two a.m., not p.m.
Tonight.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
I'll take it. Whoopee!
Yeah.
I'll tape it the night, right? And then we can watch it on Wednesday. I'm not on the one.
Right. So I can
stay on. It sounded like it was a good one from what they were saying. It's good.
Actually, that reminded me, though, when you said that about Stan Laurel, I was meaning to ask you about the sort of, you know, like the show people in Glasgow, because you mentioned the guy called Cadona.
Cadona, here on the fairgrounds. Cadona travelled from one country to another country.
In the shoes.
Flying Cadona.
Because the guy Dean that owned Green's Playhouse, did he not? Was he not in shows as well? Someone...
No. That was the Greens run Victor Hall and Dance Hall.
Mr. Fruiting owned Greens Playhouse. They
were
Jewish.
There was a Green as well, I think, that had it originally. I just wondered if you knew about anything about him.
The Greens owned cinemas and dance halls in Glasgow. Well, that would show people to them.
Yeah.
They wouldn't know that. They owned a lot of cinemas. They owned a lot of cinemas. They owned a lot of cinemas and they owned a big dance hall in the centre of Glasgow. And they owned a place called Green's Playhouse. Yeah.
Oh, God, that big dance hall,
Before he had a cinema, he showed pictures in the gallery.
Green's?
Right.
I know they belong in Glasgow.
That's what
I think. Main of Ireland.
That he'd had. So he did show films in the gallery then?
Eh?
You're saying Green showed films in the gallery?
It was in a showground.
Right.
In the gallery, and the left hand side, you knew about a showground. And the Green was the first to show a picture there. Silent, of course.
Yeah.
That was long before they had any picture houses.
Right,
because
Sonny Boy was the first picture, wasn't it? Sonny Boy was the first to talk about
it. That's a silent picture somewhere.
That's
Sonny Boy.
Climb upon my knees, Sonny Boy. You just have it on their own picture. Oh, your own face. See how the kids used to call me here? There's a lot of seats for the movie. The old woman came, she says, right, you go in here. And then we moved ourselves up to the balcony.
Right.
There wasn't a dry tear in that picture.
Eh?
Sonny Boy, there wasn't a dry tear in that picture. We're all green. Then they built the safe where they went in.
Oh,
you're only three. And here, let's go up there, some days here.
I'm glad you mentioned Eddie Cantor, because I was kind of had that at the back of my mind. You know, that would be a good one to take tonight.
Get past two in the morning.
I don't know if he sits and watches these.
Saucer Eyes, I call him.
Really?
Aye, because he's big eyes, isn't
he? Well, I used to go round and round his eyes, didn't I?
Saucer Eyes, that's what they call them. Well, that picture was made.
Nineteen thirty.
Oh, that's just there.
Yeah.
That was a year in a short cord. You made a lot of film, didn't you, Carter? Oh, I did that.
What other films did he make?
Oh, it's hard to be a title, but he made Strikes anyway, put it that way.
I know, I mean, I think I'd be hard pressed to think back titles of films that length of time. It's
my mind's working overtime here.
I like that picture, Tugboat Annie.
Oh, aye.
It was weird, wasn't it?
Turbo Annie.
Oh, she's upstairs, Annie. Tessie O'Shea's upstairs. Wallace Beery and Marion Dressler. That's Turbo Annie.
What was that?
Oh, that's a new name also. Oh, Turbo Annie. It's an old boat.
It's a tugboat captain, you know. Towing the ships up the river. That's what he went to find.
Right.
Mm-hmm. She was found too late in life.
I found her up too late, she was
beautiful.
How about Noah Beery?
Eh?
How about Noah Beery?
He's
alright. We've got out of
a pub.
Noah Beery, Tinder Bottle. We've got out of a pub. That's what you used to say, Mary. Looking for bottles, it's Noah Beery. It's a Tinder Bottle.
It's Noah Beery. Screw taps.
Silent, but what was that pen in intangible?
Well, I just know it's someone we didn't mention. Greta Garbo was.
Oh, I'm Greta Garbo. I want to be alone.
I want to be alone.
I want to be
alone. Me and Nancy just had a night time.
Aye, she wants to be alone.
Like Captain Heaven, Pat.
She was great, aye.
She's still on film. She's done the films now.
She made a great film along with Spencer Tracy. I'm trying to remember that film and all. It was great. She always gave me an impression she was ready to burst into tears.
Didn't she?
Aye.
You ever hear about Sonja Heaney?
She was lovely, wasn't she?
I think she saw the temple,
I
bet.
I suppose
there. Yeah. She'll not be new, of course.
Sonja
Shirley Temple, she was good. Oh, Shirley. She's Mrs. Blackman.
Aye.
She didn't change much in the brain.
I said Mrs. Blackman, she might have had somebody called Black.
Black?
And Mac.
Mac.
I mean Black. I'm going to ask you.
I don't know why that reminded me actually when you were talking about Shirley Temple, but I meant to ask you about, someone was telling me they used to wear these Diana Durbin hats.
Aye.
That you copied. I don't know if anyone, do you remember these? Or?
I used to wear Diana Durbin hats on these.
What were they like?
Diana Durbin?
No, the hats.
Oh, something like a soft hat. A wee round hat, a crown on her head.
Quite nice.
Right.
I'm trying to think what you call any hats, I've drawn a name for them.
Right.
Mine Tommy Cooper.
Was that hat not a pillbox hat?
I think you're right. Pillbox
hat.
It resembled a pillbox the way it was, you know.
Was it kind of flat at the top or was it a round one?
No, it's flat, a wee flat.